Butler, St. Helena, California, May 22, 1906. Elder George I. Butler. Dear brother, your two letters have been received. The last one came just as we were in the carriage to take Willie to the station. We thought we would read the letter on the way. But we overtook a gentleman with whom we were not acquainted, who was walking along toward town, and when we asked, "Will you ride?" he was glad to do so. This stopped our reading aloud, and we missed this precious opportunity to talk over your work. I have read with great satisfaction and pleasure your letter describing the property you were trying to purchase. If you have to pay Brother Heminger in full just now, and that hinders you in buying the coal place, I shall be sorry, because light has come to me for the last 2 years that there were buildings that might be obtained for considerably less than it would cost to build on unimproved land. But in all our perplexities, we can only look to the Lord and trust in Him to work out His own plans. Let us see if in some way we cannot obtain favor from this brother. If I could, I would help you, but I can scarcely obtain money enough to carry forward my own work. There is one source of help ever open to us. We can pray. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Let us hang our helpless souls upon Jesus Christ. We read in the Word that Christ taught His disciples that not a sparrow falleth to the ground without the notice of our Heavenly Father. He told His brethren, "Ye are of more value than many sparrows." Matthew 10, verse 31. We are under the protection of the same providence that guides the march of the stars. Our protector is the same God who has taken each star under His own supervision. He who is watching the convulsions of empires is watching every movement of His church on earth. He sees every work that has been of a character to disappoint the waiting hopes and the anxious desires of those who yearn to see the work of God move on with decided success in this thrilling period of our earth's history. If we do our very best, and then our hopes are not realized, we have simply to be patient. The Lord will give to the man of means opportunity to use his means, in an emergency, to help forward the cause of God. He who knows the end from the beginning will not leave his children in a hard place without aid. But if our hopes are not realized, we will not complain. The eyes of all wait upon the Lord, the strong and mighty one. God is not our enemy, but our very best friend. We are not to be disappointed greatly in our transactions with men. We must be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. There are many things that will arise to try our faith sorely. I would call your attention to the words of Paul in picturing the Christian's hope, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6, verse 19, 20. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, which hope we have sure and steadfast. He is a rock rent for the purpose that in Him might be an abiding place for the people of a perishing world. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. We have our work to do, steadily, faithfully, earnestly. We have the warnings that Christ has given us to give to all the world. Our efforts must not be too much centered in one place or in a few places. We must expect to see the incoming of every conceivable deception of satanic agencies to draw away disciples from the truth and lead them into erroneous theories that mean the loss of the souls for whom Christ has given His own life. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. Verse 11. We have seen the evidences of our faith testified to by the Holy Spirit. If our anchor rests on Christ, our Redeemer, there is hope. We see the tempest coming to our world in various forms, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Let us hold fast, as we see earthquakes in divers places, shipwrecks, and other signs that have been foretold. All who will now make thorough work in this their day must cleave to Christ, whose dominion and power endureth forever. Over such the wicked one will lose his power. We have received good reports from the meetings at Berrien Springs. I am glad you were there, and that you could visit Battle Creek and speak in the tabernacle. Strong men must be sent there to bear their testimony to the people. And the camp meeting in Michigan should have the best of help. The meeting held in Berrien Springs 2 years ago was a great dishonor to God. As I consider the work done then and since by Dr. Kellogg and his associates, I am very sad. But the Lord will not permit the present state of things to continue long, for His light will break forth for all the honest ones. Our work now is to arouse the many slumbering souls who are standing on the very verge of great and awful events which are soon to take place. All who are giving the last message of truth to the world are in the companionship of holy angels. This warning message is the last loud cry to the world, and it is to be attested to by the power of our eternal heavenly King. Then will it be known by all who it is that has taken his stand with the Prince of Heaven, and who it is that has proved faithful. I wish, I hope, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord shall be graciously given to his people. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Psalm 42, verse 1. I am hoping and praying and laboring for the good of others, and the Lord will certainly give me strength for service.